And away we go. Hour number two here today on the early show, Thursday, October 24th, 2019. 15 minutes past the hour, and today we have one of my favorite guests in studio, and exactly the right person to have in studio, as the elections locally are just upon us in a little now under 2 weeks. How about that? The longest-serving mayor in Marion history, 16 years, Mayor Jack Kellogg. Mayor, how are you?
I'm great.
Good to see you. Good to see you. How have you been?
I have been very good. Very good. Wife and I are enjoying life very much, and go to Florida in the wintertime for a few months, and we're too busy. We got too many friends that stop all the time, and it's just we're just active every day. Just seems like 12 hours a day is something going on, but we like that.
Yeah, good life. That's good. This year's elections, I'll just ask it as a broad question with 2 weeks left to go. What have you made of this election season?
I think it's the strangest one I've ever seen. I ran 30 years in a consul and in a mayor, but I've never seen people don't show up for meetings and things and debates, and I just don't understand that.
Well, I'm going to ask you about that since you brought it up. For people who don't know, it's in the front. I think it's on the front page of the paper today.
Right.
So it's not a hidden secret.
That's right.
That the League of Women Voters, who do their candidates' night every year on Tuesday this week, 50% of the Republican candidates did not show up. You're a Republican. What'd you make of that?
Well, it bothers me, and it hurts me. Running for an office is not easy. You have a lot of days you wish you was somewhere else, but I always faced every day, and every meeting I could, I attended. And you took the flack that the people gave you, and you try to work with them to straighten their mind out with and my mind out with them, and nine times out of ten, it works.
Well, it's interesting. I have moderated three of those League of Women Voter debates, and there are times when people can't show up. For legitimate reasons,
right.
Absolutely. Nobody questioning that at all. And maybe there was some of that the other night. But the way it happened left a lot of people suspect.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
So do you think it will have impact, what happened Tuesday night?
Well, it's hard to say, because right now people are so upset at politics in the United States. That's hurt local as well as Washington. I just can't believe what is happening on both sides, you know, Democrat and Republican. They're both of them. I just don't understand what's going on. But it could hurt the outcome, but we'll have to wait and see. It depends on how much, too, they're doing, in the areas, if they're going door-to-door and really talking to people and really getting their opinions and getting their ideas out to them. That's a thing.
When we look locally, and it's just factual, since 2016, when there have been contested races, the Republicans have won every race in the last three elections, mm-hmm. except one. Sheriff Bailey won in 2016.
Right, right.
What do you make of that? I don't think there's ever been a trend like that.
Not when I was there. I can really say that in my 30 years, I only had two years of Republican control on council. All the rest was always Democratic controlled. But you know, as mayor and as a council member, I could work with everybody who was on council. You get down, sit down with them, and hear their feelings, what they're doing, what they want. And I can tell them what I want, and nine times out of ten, we worked it out satisfactory for both of us. Not maybe didn't win every one of them, but you at least could work. I could work with them and get them my way.
What do you think has caused this Republican trend in the last 3 years in Marion?
Well, I think a lot of it is what's going on in the country. There's some good reports out there, but I know a lot of people think it's they're not, but there actually are good reports out there on a lot of fronts, and I think that's helping Republicans, and I think maybe the Republicans got out and was talking to people and showed their interest in it.
What have you made of the voter turnout, certainly in the last three elections, being much higher than it had been in the past?
Oh, I think it's great. But we don't know for sure how in the general election, how everybody is voting, if they're following party lines or if they are splitting off and going either way, Democrat or Republican. I don't know for sure how that lines up. I know in the last presidential election, there had to be a lot of people switch parties to get Mr. Trump in there. But I don't know for sure locally how it affects us.
When you look at the landscape, it's interesting because you face this certainly for elections. The mayoral election is held in an off year when there is not a presidential election.
Right.
There's not really anything statewide of any consequence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this is really a local election.
Right.
How do you see voter turnout on November 5th?
Well, I think where things are going, I think it'll be a low turnout. I don't think either side's going to get a lot of people out to vote this time. I think it's going to be a short one, but may not be. I hope it's not, because this is one thing we have left that we can go out and vote, and you vote the way you want to, and that's good. And I just like to see everybody go out and cast their ballot.
What do you think has propelled that in this particular election cycle?
You know, I really don't know. You hear so much on TV anymore about politics, and I don't myself, which I kind of expect because I've been in politics so long. I average probably 30 phone calls a day that I don't answer. We just don't answer the darn phone anymore because of all of the bad calls you get, either in politics or many other things. And if people leave me a message, and I call them right back, but it's awful, and I think people are getting turned off of politics because of it. Because we got a whole year to go yet before the presidential election, and people are sick and tired of it now. So what are they going to be in a year from now? Are they going to vote, or are they going to turn it down? I don't know.
I think you're the only one qualified to speak on this, and I think we'll start here with this. What is your definition, 16 years in the job and super popular as a mayor? Clearly, everybody says that. What was the job of the mayor of Marion to you?
15, 16 hours a day.
No, long days, yeah.
I was an insurance adjuster, for 30 years also. And when you're in that field, when you see the people you have to go meet, usually they're upset, something's wrong, and you got to try to correct it. Well, I always put myself talking to them, maybe not by what I'm there for, but talk to them to try to pull out the good side of them and get their attitude changed around, and then start discussing what your problem is. And really, that always worked for me. And then after you get, you know each other, and they're not mad anymore, you can negotiate then what you want, what you're there for. And I think I use it in politics same way. I never met a stranger. I could always put myself on same level who I'm talking to. If it's a real rich guy, I can talk a little bit better. And if it's a lowest guy in Marion, I love to talk to him to help him out. And City Hall, if somebody come in that office in front door and wanted to see the mayor, if I was in that building, they could see the mayor. And I would bring him in the office and I'd talk to him and we'd work things out. Then we also, I had... quite a few years, every month we'd call at least six people, call them, and I would go to their house and just talk to them. No problem. We just pick random names, and then I'd go out and sit down with them and talk to them, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or anybody. And that worked out great for me.
When you ran for office, ran four times for mayor, won four times, I mean, there were campaigns where the elbows got a little sharp.
Yeah, sure.
But have you ever seen anything like it is locally now?
No, never have.
What do you think of this?
Well, I think it's a shame. I mean, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know why we're taking this attitude to do it this way, because I don't think it's good. You got to get out there and talk to people. You got to make contact with people, and they got to kind of know what you're standing for before you can become a mayor or council or what it is. So it just boggles my mind what is happening.
I know people in the Republican Party have sought your endorsement. What, when somebody comes to you and wants an endorsement, how do you make that decision?
What they have done, and their qualifications, and their attitude, and they have to explain to me what they're going to do in as far as campaigning, and then I'll make a decision and support. I do support the Republicans heavy, but I also want to talk to them too.
Who in this election at this point do you endorse fullheartedly?
I think the auditors probably worked harder than anybody.
Robert Landon.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You say you would like to talk to the Republicans at this point. What would you like to talk to them about?
What their plans are, and if I could help them in any of the decisions that they are a little questionable on or something like that, I'd give them my 30 years of knowledge. I've got a little bit there, so...
We look at the mayoral race, obviously, 16 years as mayor. We have a mayoral race this year. Mayor Schertzer running for a fourth term.
Right.
The Democrat, Kevin Norris, a current council member, running for mayor on the Republican side. We have an independent this time, Sue McGowan. How do you see that coming down on election day?
I don't know for sure. It depends on the turnout. If the turnout's heavy and more Democrats get out in the Republican, you know who's going to win it, hands down. But if the Republican candidate's been out there door knocking, I know hard, and I'm sure people have talked to him and got their questions answered. So, you know, he'll come in. And I don't know the independent person. I really don't. I can't really speak on her because I don't know her. I never met her.
This speaks to the type of person that you have been, because I know in the past you have said very good things about Mayor Schertzer, who is a member of a different party.
Right.
I know that you worked with him. He was on council when you were mayor. I know that I think even at one point in one of these elections, I think you endorsed him basically as your pick,
right,
as the best choice for mayor. In this particular election, do you have a favorite candidate?
No. I mean, Scott and I get along good. I mean, even he stops past the house every now and then and talks to me, and I see him, you know, different occasions in Marion, and I've never had any problem with Scott. Scott's been very good to me, and but I'm still a Republican.
I understand. When you look back at the 12 years of Mayor Schertzer, How do you see it? How do you look at it, his 12 years in office?
Well, there's a little bit of difference there. The time I was getting out is time the economy kind of turned bad. And, of course, a lot of our monies in Marion went away. A lot of jobs went away. And, that hurt Marion bad. So Scott had a tough way to go a few years there to get the economy back the way it is today and helping us out. But I'm glad when I was mayor, I got some of the industries I did get here in Marion. I mean, my heavens, if we hadn't got those in, Marion would really been in bad shape today. So, but it's coming back pretty good, I think. I think I'm pretty proud of Marion right now, how it's changing and coming back. And the downtown, I'm real impressed with downtown right now, and hope everything continues to go the way it is.
As we had said, this would be a fourth term for him. And there's a lot of talk now about term limits. Do you think there should be such a thing in local politics?
Well, it would be good if we could get people to run. I mean, you got to be careful. by putting term limits on a mayor for one term or two terms, and then you can't, nobody qualifies to run again, or we don't want to run, what are you going to do then? But if you do have somebody in there who can, you do get tired. I mean, I worked a lot of hours. If somebody wanted me somewhere, I was there. And I went to a lot of churches and, you know, stuff like that. And I worked probably 14 hours, 12, 14 hours a day. And I was usually there in the mornings when the employees came in. And I was usually there when the employees went home at night. Then come back after supper for meetings. So I hope everything works out good this year, and the turnout is up, and we elect people who can run the city.
Do you think that? How do you see the city of Marion right now?
Well, I think it's on the rebound. I think it's coming back. More jobs here. You can see no matter where you go, they need employees. I still think one of our biggest problems is the drugs in Marion until we get that worked out. Because I feel sorry for those people who's on drugs because they don't know how to get out of drugs, and who's going to hire them. That's another thing that's real bad. So I think we've got to wake up and train people more for jobs. If they are an addict on drugs or something, we got to work hard with them because we can't leave them set out here because all it does is hurt your community.
What was your biggest obstacle when you were mayor?
Well, jobs was one thing. I lost Marion Power Shovel when I was mayor. And that was not a good thing. And I think Eaton was going way down to some at that point. But things were starting to fall off in Ohio. They were moving to other states, and I think the state has changed some of their laws now where it will help out, and the federal government's changed some of their laws where an industry can expand and make it now, and I think that has helped us out. But jobs was big, and with my term, it was starting downhill there, and by losing, you know, a Power Shovel, that was a big loss there.
I do want to come back to this year's mayoral election, just for 1 minute, because it is interesting that Mayor Schertzer, this is his fourth election, and if you look back, he has won the last three elections by pretty significant margins. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is his toughest election of the four?
Oh, it probably would be. Yeah, I would say it should. I think my last one was tougher than any of them, but I had 16 years, long time in there.
Why do you think that happens? That the longer you're in, the harder it gets.
Well, the hours you got to work, the telephone calls you take. I mean, you know, you're on that phone all the time. And so that wears you out too all the time, and then during the nighttime, I would get phone calls during the night if somebody got arrested and didn't like the police department. They had a choice to call somebody, and they usually called me. So, but stuff like that happens, but I could accept all that when I was younger too, and you know, getting older, it makes a difference too. So, but I loved my job. I really did. I loved it.
When you left office in 2008, beginning of 2008, I think.
Oh, shoot, I don't know.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Beginning of 2008. Did you leave with any regret?
No. I was very, very pleased with what I accomplished and things. I was very pleased. My employees were very good to me. I mean, a lot of Democrats in there, but we and the union people. We at that time, I think I had six unions in the city hall. But I got along pretty good with everybody. I would talk to them. I would listen to them. I think it helps.
I know a lot of people think that the Aquatic Center talk started a few years ago when it was actually built. But this was something I always found interesting. The talk started when you were
right.
Tell people exactly how that started and how we got to where we are now.
Well, it started with me, and I kept refusing it because I just didn't think the city of Marion could put a, go in debt that much and have that built when you have to be guaranteed over 1,000 people there a day almost and to make a payoff in a short summer we have here. And I just refused to let it happen. And they finally just kind of dropped it until I got out, and then they brought it back in. And look at it today. They got a big debt there.
Why do you think there was such a big push for that?
Well, at that time, I think, when that thing still is, people like that type of swim pool, and which is great. But you got to have a location where people's going to come to it, and you got to have it in a location in the community too. And I think just a combination of a few things that just didn't work out right. And it may still make it come back and be okay. But I just couldn't see any, because I think as long as I was on city council, the little swim pool we had never made money. Never. We always, at the end of the year, we had to offset some expenses in the pool because it was a small one. I mean, it didn't compare to what we got today. It's a beautiful pool we got today. Very nice, very loving place up there. But it's hard to make money or make it even break even.
What do you make of the new sheriff's station?
Well, I think it's fine. The only thing that I'm seeing more sheriff's cars go past my house every day now. But no, I think that's a good building, and I'm glad the county got that building. I'm glad that they are doing what they're doing with it and how they're doing it. I think it's great.
Back at some point, Mayor Schertzer had to make this decision. At some point, Kevin Norris had to make this decision. In the early 90s, how did you make your decision to run for mayor the first time? What drove it?
Well, you know, I was on council for 14 years, and people kept bugging me because I was involved in a lot of things in the community, and got along as a council pretty good with people and everything. And I think they just kept asking me if I was interested in doing it, and I was county chairman too, you know, for 6 years too, five or six years. That job's worse than mayor. So, but I decided I was wanted to try it, and I had to support a lot of people, and I made it.
It's interesting. You followed certainly one of the most well-known
people
in the history of Marion County, being a superintendent and a county commissioner and then mayor for 8 years, Doc Brown. He was a Republican.
Yeah.
What was your relationship like with Doc Brown?
Not very good.
Really?
No. No. Because once he found out I was going to run, he wasn't going to run anyway because, you know, he was having health problems and stuff, but he wanted John Walker in there real bad, and John and I were good friends too, but they just kind of fought me pretty hard, so I had to really work hard in the primary. That helped me, though, working hard in the primary to get that past that first and then go into the general.
You never lost a mayoral election. What in Marion, on a local level, makes a good candidate? Makes people want to vote for you?
Listen to people, trying to accomplish their goals that they want. And you know, the black community, too, I got along very, very well with the black community in Marion because I really worked hard with them, and they worked hard with me, and we got a lot of things accomplished. And I think that was one of the biggest things that I had was the relationship that I had there and how good we got along and how good we made things work for them and for the city.
Mm. When, because we talked a lot about history this morning with Randy Winland in here, the power shovel is a big part of Marion history. You were a part of the end of the power shovel. What happened in the end?
Well, big companies. And I can also say one other thing. My wife worked there for 48 years, and she was a secretary to the president on 18 different people. And so she knew Marion Power Shovel very well, but it was just a big companies kept buying it and doing this and doing that, and it was all money. All money, and it was a shame that we lost out, because just think today if we had that, what would Marion would be, because it is a booming thing, and it's too bad. It's too bad it ended the way it did.
Is there anything that could have been done?
Not in Marion, no.
No.
It was the company's.
The company's decision.
Yes, yes.
What was it about Marion that they decided we got to...
Marion, it wasn't anything to do with Marion. It was... knew how many plants they had and what they were doing and how much money they could make if they did this. And I don't think it was Marion at all. I think it was strictly a big business.
What would you consider to be the greatest accomplishment as mayor?
As I've been mayor?
As you've been mayor.
I think probably getting the development out northeast of Marion, northwest of Marion there, getting that in into the city. And another thing was getting the prisons into the city. That helped our city income tax, which a lot of employees out there wasn't too happy with that work, lived in other communities. But that really, George Vonovich, he helped me very much on that project. And I had a lot of other annexations, but annexation was pretty good for me. And the new business coming in up northwest there really helped out too.
When you look back at the city councils that you worked with, who was somebody opposite side of the fence or somebody in the Republican Party that you really worked closely with and relied on? Is there anybody who comes to mind?
Well, Mike Thomas and I, you know, you talked to him, I was his enemy and all that, but Mike and I could sit down and usually work things out. And I know there were a lot of council members kept asking, well, how do you get so much this money in your ward out there? And he says, I work with the mayor. But Mike was that way, and Mike and I got along good. And he's probably, because, you know, he was up in the unions, and he knew everything was going on. But he and I could understand each other pretty well.
You know, I look at the council now, and when the Republican majority happened, there was a big hubbub over the clerk of council.
Right.
Did you ever think you would see something like that?
No, I. I don't know what that problem was. Really, I didn't get involved in that. And I stayed out of it. So.
Do you think the Republican Party of today is the Republican Party that you were a part of when you were mayor?
No. When the biggest reason, how many local businesses we had in Marion with ownerships in the people lived in Marion and owned them. Now you don't have that. They don't live in Marion. And when I was county chairman and in council, we used to meet with those people. If they didn't like something, we had a meeting, and we sit down and try to work them out. But they raised money for the Republican Party, too, which you don't have that today. You don't have that type of person living in your community because they're all big companies and they're CEOs that are somewhere else, and that hurts local communities like us.
You know, there's a big push in Marion right now that we have to get crime off the street. We have to put people in prison or jail or whatever it may be. And Sheriff Bailey was in here a few weeks ago and talked about how we have no space in the jail anymore.
Right.
And
awful.
Now we have to pay to send people to different jails, and it's a cost that the county's incurring. Is there any way to fix that?
Well, I think what they're doing, I think they're trying their best to do it the right way, and I think money is, you know, they only have so much money to spend, and with this the drug issue we have, it's hurt Marion, because, see, now we're in second, third generation of some bad things going on, and it's going to be hard to get those people re-educated to get them back in condition where they can work. And it's a real big problem, and it's not going to go away overnight, but I think they're doing a good job. The police department's both, I think, you know, I have a lot of respect for police. I have a lot of respect for police. And I think they do a great job in everything they try to do. And they run into walls every day. People hate them. But they are good, strong people, and I love police departments and sheriff's departments. And people of Marion County, and we ought to respect that and help them out as much as we can instead of fighting with them all the time.
You went to the League of Women Voters event the other night.
No, I didn't go.
You listened to it?
No.
Did you listen to it?
I listened.
Listen to it. Did anything stick out to you from that event?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Why do you think that? Because that used to be a big...
Oh, yeah. It used to be great.
Big event.
Big. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we used to have hundreds of people there. I don't know how many was there the other night, but it's just a shame that we're not recognized. The League of Women Voters is, a strong part of the community, and they try to do their best job, and they do a good job, I think, and I always got along with them, too. But the parties don't get along with them anymore for some reason.
There is something there. Who knows what it may
That's
be?
That's right, yeah.
Not asking any names here, but in the upcoming election, being a loyal Republican, is there anybody who you see who's a Republican that you would not vote for?
No, I would not say that.
Wouldn't say
no,
that at this point.
No.
Have there been people in the past?
Well, yeah.
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 Do you think there are people, though, who go into the polling booth and just vote the R and the D?
You know, I don't think there's as many now as there used to be. That's another thing. You take the precinct list for the city of Marion. You go through that thing. I don't know if you do that or not, if you look at it or not. But it's really sad right now on how many independents there are in this town, because they don't like Republicans, they don't like Democrats. And so consequently, they vote where they want to vote, which is fine, but they don't have to work for anybody. They just do it. But I went through the list this year, and I could not believe how many independents and non-voters there are in. Just, you go down them streets, and I know every street in Marion, and a lot of people who live on Watt Street, too, but people who don't even vote anymore. It's sad. But both parties are in deep trouble that way.
That being said, in my recollection, I don't recall an independent ever running for mayor. Did it ever happen when you were?
I don't think I had one. I don't think so.
It'd be hard pressed in the last 30 years to find that ever happened. It has happened now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you think is driving? Is that what you just explained? What's driving that people don't have a party affiliation?
Because they don't like either one. The Democrats make fools of themselves, and Republicans make fools of themselves anymore. And consequently, people get tired of it, and they get tired of telephone calls, and it's too bad. And we got to change our how we're doing things, and how are you going to do that? I don't know for sure.
Have we got to the point in Marion, locally, where an independent could win the election?
Oh, yes. Yeah, if you look at that list, oh, yeah, you definitely could. But an independent, you always can't tell. Well, I can tell a lot of them because I know why they're a lot of them, why they're thinking. But they slipped off because they wanted to vote for somebody that they couldn't vote for, so they switch it to an independent. And they don't have to answer to the Democrats or to the Republicans.
When it comes to some of the levies we have this time, I know there's fire levies. I know the MRDD levy, I've heard that talked about quite a bit. Do you have any feelings when it comes to levies?
Well, some levies, yeah. But like the police and fire in Marion County, they're so busy anymore, it's unreal. Emergency squads is just unreal what they're doing. I mean, I live on the boulevard, and a lot of emergency squads every day come down through there. You can't believe how many. And so, and they got to have, four people every time it was called, and so that really drains the fire department if there's more fires somewhere else. And the police department, same way, they're way short of what they should have in Marion County, Marion City, And if they had more, would we have as much drugs as we do? Or, I mean, it's a tough situation.
Have you thought about how you will approach those levies next week?
I pretty well support levies pretty well if I can. Every once in a while there's one that kind of gripes me a little bit, but I still try to support, make things good as we can.
What have you made? I know River Valley just had one passed, a school levy, but what have you made of the continuous failure of school levies in the last 15 years in Marion?
Well, I think one thing is money. Yeah. People's got to watch their spending. And people still want to live good and a little high, and they can't spend more money on taxes because they wasn't making the money. And I think that's one of the big issues with them. And I think everybody wants good schools.
Do you think open enrollment hurt Marion?
I don't think so, no. It might wake some of the schools up to try to do a little bit better job. And see, that's another bad thing is when you have your levels we have in drugs in Marion County, that hurts schools tremendously.
One of the things that's been interesting to me, when we have a mayoral year, can you cite something in this election that is the issue in that particular election?
No, I think everything's pretty... No, I can't think of anything.
Is it hard to be in that job, as you were, and have a record that people can take shots at from somebody who's never been in that job?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's hard to digest, but usually if I got one of them, I usually try to contact that person and work with him to see what really the problem was and what get his feelings on that problem, and maybe there's something that we are doing wrong. You know, politics and politicians are not good, all good people.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, all right. but we're not. So,
when we look at national politics right now, you alluded to this earlier. What's your take on it?
I think it's horrible what's happening on both sides. I'm talking just about Washington, D.C. And it's got to be split up. It's got to be corrected. And it's not being corrected, and that's what they're fighting right now. The Democrats in there and a lot of Republicans in there don't want this bubble busted down there. They want to keep it where they come out millionaires. And that's exactly what's happening. How many of them go in there just as common people, and then they come out real rich? And then they usually end up with a big job with one of their clients.
What do you make of the constant gridlock in Washington?
I think it's horrible. It just gripes me to all. I hate it. I just think it's. And I would tell you one thing. I appreciate Jim Jordan, what he's doing. He's working very hard, I feel.
Yeah. How have you seen his ascent in this area? You were here when he came in as a congressman, I do believe. Now he's a very popular congressman.
Right.
How have you watched him mature, I guess?
Well, I think he's matured. It's unreal, I think, what he has done and how he's came up in the ladder down there and speaking out the way he does. He does a great job, I think. I just think he's a great guy right now. We need him down there, and he's doing a good job for us.
What have you made of our new governor in his first year, Mike DeWine?
Well, Mike and I are pretty good buddies. I was county chairman when Mike, first time he ran in Marion County for House of Rep. And I think that year there was six or eight running for that office on the Republican side. And after interviewing all of them as county chairman and everything, I kind of thought Mike was the best person at it. And so Mike and I became pretty good friends, and I think Mike has done a good job overall. Every job he's had, he's done a good job. And I think the majority of the people think Mike has too, and I hope he does a good job as governor. He's got his work cut out for him, but I think he'll be okay. And he's got a good helper there, too.
What have you made of our former governor, Kasich?
You want my honest opinion? I hate him.
Really?
Yes. And I will never vote for him again, no matter what he runs for. What he did to us in Ohio just in the last election, that's awful.
What do you think is driving him?
I don't know.
Is that the John Kasich that you may have voted for in the past?
No. John Kasich was a good guy. I knew him very well, and we got a lot of things done. But, boy, he sure has went kapooey, I think.
A lot of interesting decisions he's made as of late.
Right.
What do you make of the job of the president right now?
Well, I am impressed with him. He's a person either you love or you hate.
Seems to be that way.
Yeah, right. I think he has done a lot of wonderful things. If he just keep off of the computers. but he's a smart man, I think, and I think he's done a great job for the state and the world, and even for the world he's done a lot.
What do you make of this? Is not something you had to combat so much when you were running for office, but what do you make of the proliferation of the social media and internet?
Well, see, I got out of it all starting, and and to tell you the truth, I'm not on it now, and I'm not going to be on it. So, by the it's good. It needs a lot of work on it, I think, and get it straightened out, because it's a little wild way it's going right now. But I think they'll eventually get it worked out, I hope.
It certainly has changed the political world,
sure,
as well.
Sure has, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People now just seem, they say whatever they want. They run campaigns off Facebook, and there it is.
I got three daughters, and they live on it.
Yeah, it's a different type of a world and a different type of situation. Is there anything left that you still want to do in your life? Is there a goal you haven't accomplished?
Oh, age. I haven't accomplished that yet. No, my wife and I are very fortunate. We're living very good and we go, like I say, go to Florida. We enjoy that. I've still got three antique cars, but that's harder and harder for me to work on every day because I can't get up and down like I used to. But we're I'm very happy with my life, very happy.
Mm. At this point, because just the way I guess it ticked down, you're the only other living mayor still around in Marion. If the election happened today, who do you think would win the mayoral race?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not out in it enough to really know how much work they're doing. So I really can't answer that.
It's a tough one at this point.
So if they've been going door-to-door heavy and doing things like that, I think it's going to help either one of them. But Scott's got a lot of ads out there, a lot of billboards and a lot of ads. And I don't know if he's going door-to-door every time or not, but I'm sure he's probably doing some of it. But
in an election cycle, how much time did you put in going door-to-door?
I probably worked pretty hard, about 3 months.
It certainly, these things start early now, and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
To watch. And again, because I think it is so important to talk about, how do we fix the tenor of elections? How do we make it be about the job and not about name calling?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I think locally it can be controlled better than it is nationally, but I mean, it's horrible what's happening nationally on the name callings. I just don't understand it.
Hmm. Well, Mayor, I always appreciate when you come in. It's always fascinating to talk with you, and you're welcome anytime, and I hope you keep coming in.
Well, I hope so, too.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Longest-serving mayor in the history of Marion, 16 years, Mayor Jack Kellogg. Very interesting interview today. And of course, we also thank Randy Winland, and he'll be at Dry Rivers tonight at 7 p.m. The new book, Crystal Lake. Charlie Evers coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know,